Well, it's Wednesday. It's July the 26th. It's the middle of it all. It's the middle of the week. And thank God he meets us right in the middle. Right in the middle of everything. God shows up and he offers us himself. And he offers us his word. And for that, we're grateful. Because it's a good word. Hello to everyone out there. My name is Hunter, and this is the Daily Radio Bible. And we are doing what we do every day. We're taking a little time in God's Word. We're letting God's Word take a little time on us. And oh, how we need that. No doubt about that. Hey, this time next week, I'll be in New Jersey. In fact, I'll be there sooner than this. So to all my New Jersey peeps out there, just want to say hey. And would love to meet up with you. Love to say hi, encourage each other. So reach out if you've got time, and we'll see if we can make some time. Well, we're going to spend some time now in the book of Isaiah, chapters 46 through 49. And then we finish our reading in 1 Peter chapter 5. We are reading through the New Living Translation. Let's jump right in. Isaiah chapter 46. Babylon's false gods. Bel and Nebo, the gods of Babylon, bow as they are lowered to the ground. They are being hauled away on ox carts. The poor beasts stagger under the weight. Both the idols and their owners are bowed down. The gods cannot protect the people, and the people cannot protect the gods. They go off into captivity together. Listen to me, descendants of Jacob, all you who remain in Israel. I have cared for you since you were born. Yes, I carried you before you were born. I will be your God throughout your lifetime until your hair is white with age. I made you, and I will care for you. I will carry you along and save you. To whom will you compare me? Who is my equal? Some people pour out their silver and gold and hire a craftsman to make a god from it. Then they bow down and worship it. They carry it around on their shoulders. And when they set it down, it stays there. It cannot even move. And when someone prays to it, there's no answer. It can't rescue anyone from trouble. Do not forget this. Keep it in mind. Remember this, you guilty ones. Remember the things I have done in the past. For I alone am God. I am God and there is none like me. Only I can tell the future before it even happens. Everything I plan will come to pass. For I do whatever I wish. I will call a swift bird of prey from the east. A leader from a distant land to come and do my bidding. I have said what I would do and I will do it. Listen to me, you stubborn people, who are so far from doing right, for I am ready to set things right, not in the distant future, but right now. I am ready to save Jerusalem and show my glory to Israel. Isaiah chapter 47. Come down, virgin daughter of Babylon, and sit in the dust, for your days of sitting on a throne have ended. O daughter of Babylonia, never again will you be the lovely princess, tender and delicate. Take heavy millstones and grind flour. Remove your veil and strip off your robe. Expose yourself to public view. You will be naked and burdened with shame. I will take vengeance against you without pity. Our Redeemer, whose name is the Lord of Heaven's armies, is the Holy One of Israel. O beautiful Babylon, sit now in darkness and silence. Never again will you be known as the Queen of Kingdoms, for I was angry with my chosen people and punished them by letting them fall into your hands. But you, Babylon, showed them no mercy. You oppressed even the elderly. You said, I will reign forever as Queen of the world. You did not reflect on your actions or think about their consequences. Listen to this. You pleasure-loving kingdom, living at ease and feeling secure. You say, I'm the only one and there is no other. I will never be a widow or lose my children. Well, both those things will come upon you in a moment. Widowhood and the loss of your children. Yes, these calamities will come upon you despite all your witchcraft and magic. You felt secure in your wickedness. No one sees me, you said. But your wisdom and knowledge have led you astray. And you said, I am the only one and there is no other. So disaster will overtake you and you won't be able to charm it away. Calamity will fall upon you, and you won't be able to buy your way out. A catastrophe will strike you suddenly, one for which you are not prepared. Now use your magical charms. Use the spells you've worked at all these years. Maybe they will do you some good. Maybe they can make someone afraid of you. All the advice you receive has made you tired. Where are all your astrologers, those stargazers who make predictions each month? Let them stand up and save you from what the future holds. But they are like straw burning in a fire. They cannot save themselves from the flame. You will get no help from them at all. Their hearth is no place to sit for warmth. And all your friends, those with whom you've done business since childhood, will go their own way, turning a deaf ear to your cries. Isaiah 48. Listen to me, O family of Jacob, you who are called by the name of Israel and born into the family of Judah. Listen, you who take oaths in the name of the Lord and call on the God of Israel. You don't keep your promises, even though you call yourself the holy city and talk about depending on the God of Israel, whose name is the Lord of heaven's armies. Long ago I told you what was going to happen. Then suddenly I took action, and all my predictions came true. For I know how stubborn and obstinate you are. Your necks are as unbending as iron. Your heads are as hard as bronze. That is why I told you what would happen. I told you beforehand what I was going to do. Then you could never say, my idols did it. My wooden images and metal god commanded it to happen. You have heard my predictions and seen them fulfilled, but you refuse to admit it. Now I will tell you new things, secrets you have not yet heard. They are brand new, not things from the past. So you cannot say, we knew it all the time. Yes, I will tell you of things that are entirely new, things you never heard of before. For I know so well what traitors you are. You have been rebels from birth. Yet for my own sake and for the honor of my name, I will hold back my anger, not wipe you out. I have refined you, but not as silver is refined. Rather, I have refined you in the furnace of suffering. I will rescue you for my sake, yes, for my own sake. I will not let my reputation be tarnished, and I will not share my glory with idols. Listen to me, O family of Jacob, Israel, my chosen one. I alone am God, the first and the last. It was my hand that laid the foundations of the earth, my right hand that spread out the heavens above. When I call out the stars, they all appear in order. Have any of your idols ever told you this? Come, all of you, listen. The Lord has chosen Cyrus as his ally. He will use him to put an end to the Empire of Babylon and to destroy the Babylonian armies. I have said it. I am calling Cyrus. I will send him on this errand and will help him succeed. Come closer and listen to this. From the beginning, I have told you plainly what would happen, and now the Sovereign Lord and His Spirit have sent me with this message. This is what the Lord says, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I am the Lord your God who teaches you what is good for you and leads you along the paths you should follow. Oh, that you had listened to my commands. Then you would have had peace flowing like a gentle river and righteousness rolling over you like waves in the sea. Your descendants would have been like the sand along the seashore, too many to count. There would have been no need for your destruction or for cutting off your family name. Yet even now, be free from your captivity. Leave Babylon and the Babylonians. Sing out this message. Shout to the ends of the earth. The Lord has redeemed his servants, the people of Israel. They were not thirsty when he led them through the desert. He divided the rock, and water gushed out for them to drink. But there is no peace for the wicked, says the Lord. Isaiah 49, the Lord's servant commissioned. Listen to me, all you in distant lands. Pay attention, you who are far away. The Lord called me before my birth. From within the womb, he called me by name. He made my words of judgment as sharp as a sword. He has hidden me in the shadow of his hand. I am like a sharp arrow in his quiver. He said to me, you are my servant, Israel, and you will bring me glory. I replied, but my work seems so useless. I have spent my strength for nothing and to no purpose. Yet I leave it all in the Lord's hand. I will trust God for my reward. And now the Lord speaks, the one who formed me in my mother's womb to be his servant. He commissioned me to bring Israel back to him. The Lord has honored me, and my God will give me strength. He says, you will do more than restore the people of Israel to me. You will make a light to the Gentiles. and you will bring my salvation to the ends of the earth. The Lord, the Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, says to the one who is despised and rejected by the nations, to the one who is the servant of rulers, kings will stand at attention when you pass by. Princes will also bow low because of the Lord, the Faithful One, the Holy One of Israel, who has chosen you. This is what the Lord says. At just the right time, I will respond to you. On the day of salvation, I will help you. I will protect you and give you to the people as my covenant with them. Through you, I will reestablish the land of Israel and assign it to its own people again. I will say to the prisoners, come out in freedom, and to those in darkness, come into the light. They will be my sheep, grazing in green pastures and on the hills that were previously bare. They will neither hunger nor thirst. The searing sun will not reach them anymore, for the Lord in his mercy will lead them. He will lead them beside cool waters, and I will make my mountains into a level path for them. The highways will be raised above the valleys. See, my people will return from far away, from lands to the north and west, and from as far south as Egypt. Sing for joy, O heavens! Rejoice, O earth! Burst into song, O mountains! For the Lord has comforted his people and will have compassion on them in their suffering. Yet Jerusalem says, the Lord has deserted us. The Lord has forgotten us. Never can a mother forget her nursing child. Can she feel no love for the child she has born? But even if that were possible, I would not forget you. See, I have written your name on the palms of my hands. Always in my mind is a picture of Jerusalem's walls in ruins. Soon your descendants will come back, and all who are trying to destroy you will go away. Look around you and see, for all your children will come back to you. As surely as I live, says the Lord, they will be like jewels or bridal ornaments for you to display. Even the most desolate parts of your abandoned land will soon be crowded with your people. Your enemies who enslaved you will be far away. The generations born in exile will return and say, we need more room, it's crowded here. Then you will think to yourself, who has given me all these descendants? For most of my children were killed and the rest were carried away into exile. I was left here all alone. Where did all these people come from? Who bore these children? Who raised them for me? This is what the Sovereign Lord says. See, I will give a sign to the godless nations. They will carry your little sons back to you in their arms. They will bring your daughters on their shoulders. Kings and queens will serve you and care for your needs. They will bow to the earth before you and lick the dust from your feet. Then you will know that I am the Lord. Those who trust in me will never be put to shame. Who can snatch the plunder of war from the hands of a warrior? Who can demand that a tyrant let his captives go? But the Lord says, the captives of warriors will be released, and the plunder of tyrants will be retrieved, for I will fight those who fight you. And I will save your children. I will feed your enemies with their own flesh. They will be drunk with rivers of their own blood. All the world will know that I, the Lord, am your Savior and your Redeemer, the Mighty One of Israel. First Peter chapter 5. Advice for elders and young men. And now a word to you who are elders in the churches. I too am an elder and a witness to the sufferings of Christ. And I too will share in his glory when he is revealed to the whole world. As a fellow elder, I appeal to you. Care for the flock that God has entrusted to you. Watch over it willingly, not grudgingly. Not for what you get out of it, but because you're eager to serve God. Don't lord it over people assigned to your care, but lead them by your own good example. And when the great shepherd appears, you will receive a crown of never-ending glory and honor. In the same way, you who are younger must accept the authority of the elders. All of you dress yourselves in humility as you relate to one another. For God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. So humble yourselves under the mighty power of God, and at the right time, he will lift you up in honor. Give all your worries and cares to God, for he cares about you. Stay alert. Watch out for your great enemy, the devil, who prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Stand firm against him and be strong in your faith. Remember that your family of believers all over the world is going through the same kind of suffering you are. In his kindness, God called you to share in his eternal glory by means of Christ Jesus. So after you have suffered a little while, he will restore, support, and strengthen you. And he will place you on a firm foundation. All power to him forever. Amen. I have written and sent this short letter to you with the help of Silas, whom I commend to you as a faithful brother. My purpose in writing is to encourage you and assure you that what you are experiencing is truly a part of God's grace for you. Stand firm in this grace. Your sister church here in Babylon sends you greetings, and so does my son Mark. Greet each other with a kiss of love. Peace be with all of you who are in Christ. And now may Christ, of whom we have read, give his blessing to the reading of his word. Amen. Return to the ruins. Sometimes God calls you back to the ruins. But don't let the ruins fool you. He has not forgotten you. Out of the ruins, he's raising up something new, and you don't want to miss it. Don't miss it by running, and don't miss it by despairing at the destruction you see. God is bringing you back to do something new, to reveal his grace to you, to reveal himself to you. This was Isaiah's message. They were exiled, but they were not forgotten. Like a note that you can't afford to lose, that you've written on your hand, Isaiah tells us that God has written your name on the palm of his hand. 49:16 says, "See, I have written your name on the palms of my hand." Always in my mind is a picture of Jerusalem's walls and ruins. God has not forgotten. Your name among the ruins is what he has in mind. And he has it in mind because he's about to do something new. In 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 12, it says that this letter is to encourage you, to assure you that what you're experiencing is truly a part of God's grace for you. So stand firm in this grace. God may be returning you to the ruins. Well, let me encourage you and assure you not to despair. Don't despair at the destruction you see. God's about to reveal something new. His grace, himself. It's written on the palm of his hands, and it's sure to happen. And you don't want to miss it. That's a prayer of my own heart today, that I will be ready to return to whatever ruins God might be calling me to. That I won't despair at the destruction, but that I will be assured and encouraged that my name is written on the palm of his hand, and I can stand firm right here among the ruins. Stand firm because this is his grace for me. He's about to do something new in me. And we can be assured of that, my friend. We can find encouragement there. God, he has not forgotten. He sees exactly where you are. Your name is written on his hand. And he's returning you to something new. The prayer of my own heart today is that I will live knowing that my name is right there, right with him, in his hands, no matter the circumstances. And that's a prayer that I have for my family too, for my wife, my daughters, my son. And that's a prayer I have for you. May it be so. Well, dailyradiobible.com, that's where we're hanging our hat out here in the interwebs. And it is always a blessing to hear from you, to find out a little bit about you, who you are, where you're from. You stumbled upon this podcast. Hey, I want to send a shout out to two friends out there, to Luz. Luz from New York and to Holly Estes from the state of Mississippi. Hey, blessings, sisters. So honored to be on this journey with you. Great to see your name coming by my inbox here yesterday. And may God bless you both. May God bless all of us out there, all you listeners far and near. May God continue to remind us of his grace for us each day. Hey, I've got a favor to ask of you. Will you share this app with your friends? There are folks out there who are hungry for the Word of God. That's right. Hungry hearts, my friend. And we have a community here. And we have time each day where we are sharing God's bread. And we are hungry ourselves, aren't we? Indeed, that's why you're here. And there are others, my friends, I'm sure of it. So let's share the app. We've made it easy. It's free. All you have to do is just click on the link there that says share the app. And we've got about five different ways that you can pass this little ministry on to others. Let me ask you to do this as well. Will you go to the iTunes store and offer us up a review? That and or Google Play. Some of you use Android devices. Offer us a review at the Google Play Store. That too is so helpful in helping others to find what's going on here. And if you would like to partner with the Daily Radio Bible, that is so appreciated and so necessary. This ministry happens because of you, because of partners like you who come alongside and say, hey, let's do this. Let's make it happen. Let's partner with the Lord and see what he will do. And for that happy band of folks out there, man, I'm so grateful for each and every one of you. And if you'd like to be a part of this, you can go to dailyradiobible.com, click on the partner link. You can also give right from the app itself. Just click on the link there. It says donate. Or if you're old school, you can mail your gift in to 7216 Rolling Oaks Court, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45239. Hey, we've done it again. We have spent another day in the Bible, and I plan on being back here again tomorrow to do the same thing. Lord willing and the creek don't rise, I fully intend to be here. Until that time, let's go forward in God's joy. Let's let his joy be our strength. And let's remember this, that you are loved. No doubt about it. Alrighty, I'll talk to you again tomorrow. You guys take care.